Previously on the Oasis transmissions.
One of the colonists has gone missing, a young woman. She disappeared just before nightfall near the edge of the forest outside our perimeter wall. The colonist's name was Annabelle Gordon.
This girl disappeared near the woods, the unexplored woods, and we're supposed to just go charging in with no drone cover, without a transport.
There's a fungus native to this area that has me concerned. Due to the color of its multitude of spores, the rich, dark red, I've named it the Crimson Frost. Its aggressive nature makes me cautious. It is possible that it could be parasitic.
It's my understanding a mining site hasn't been identified yet. And in fact, the discovery expeditions haven't even begun. Naturally, the board knew there would be delays, but I don't think they truly understood exactly how far behind schedule this entire operation has fallen.
I've asked Reverend Moreau what it means that Annabelle was taken, and he says that it was her judgment. He's been preaching this in our congregation now. He tells us we must be wary of the other colonists. He says that we are chosen, and they are not. He tells us all to pray and to be devout and righteous, or we might be the next ones to be taken.
She was standing in the woods, scared and alone. Covered in moss and mud and leaves and vines, she was pleading with him to come find her. She said she was waiting for him in Ashboro.
We were being sabotaged.
She asked me if I thought it was possible the sabotage might have extended beyond the drones and vehicles. If our transport shuttles might have been infected, and if it could have caused damage to hibernation pods.
4783 Sly Fox to Mother Hen. Project Catharos is a go.
I do not know what Caldwell hopes to gain by having us all cowering in our tents. He's one of those insufferable idiots who believes in codes, ideals, commands, oaths, morals, and blindly follows this no matter the cost.
He was ranting. He said he had dreams where Annabelle comes to him. She tells him I wouldn't help her that day, that it was my fault.
The inability to grow our own food, combined with the delay in shuttle resupply, means starvation is a legitimate concern.
The Ashboro colonization is deemed a disaster. It's mostly questions, and not many answers.
This talk of Ashboro has bothered me. What happened at the Lost Colony will always hang like a specter over everything we do here.
We kept our mouths shut and followed Cash right into the trees. This time, we're going all the way to Ashboro.
Almost a third of the population has converted to the cultist group led by that weirdo Moreau. I can't shake the feeling he's conning all of us.
It's possible we've encountered the first evidence of intelligent sentient life here on Kailus. It was in the middle of the clearing. There were three figures, approximately 2 meters high. Wooden totems carved from tree trunks to resemble human-like forms.
I'm starting to get worried about this guy, Gerard. The missing girl's husband. His behavior has been strange.
I now know who the man named Whitlock is. I remember him, sister. You would too. I know he doesn't recognize me, which gives me an advantage.
So, get this. The cultists? They're taking some kind of drug. A native plant which grows nearby. They call it Beru.
What's of most importance is the knowledge of this alien narcotic. This is exactly the kind of opportunity we've been looking for. Because it'll make us both rich.
We found markings. It was writing. It wasn't English. It was just one word. Catharos.
And that's when I caught sight of something in the field. At the edge of the wood, standing outside the trees, was a figure. It was tall, over 2 meters. This was first contact.
Gerard Gordon is dead. 2 shots to the chest, and he dropped. Even in the firelight, I could see blistering and fungal growths covered his upper abdomen. They were similar to the ones on my feet and legs. The change in him was undeniable, not only physically, but mentally as well.
The supply ship is now over a week late. I don't think anyone is coming.